We're studying the laws of Purim, specifically the laws of Seudat Purim. Seudat Purim must be done specifically in the day. Like it says in the Megillah, Yemei Meshteh V'Simcha. It's done in the day. Seudat Purim that was done at night, Lo Yatzai Yedei Chumato. Preferably the Seudat is done majority in the day, as opposed to people that start the Seudah close to sunset. So they just have a little of the Seudah during the day of Purim, and most of the Seudah is on Motzei Purim. The poskim are against this. According to the Ben Warashash, he said you should have the Seudah in the morning. And that's where Hakam of Adya, Alev Shalom, also practiced himself, and making the Seudah in the morning. Kabin Tzion said in the Olet Tzion Dalet, preferably it's better to have the Seudah before midday. Of course, most people don't do that. Most people have the Seudah, they pray Mincha in the afternoon early, and they start the Seudah 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, which is also proper. Of course, there's a mitzvah to have meat, basar, during the Seudah. There is specifically no mandate to have bread, like the Chida writes, as well as the Magen Abraham. However, it's a mitzvah, like a tehillah, to have a Seudah of pot bread as well. Of course, in the Seudah, there's an inyan to drink a little wine, more than the normal that one drinks. Harambam Shita was to drink enough where it causes a person to fall asleep. But clearly, all the poskim are in agreement that one's not supposed to drink where it causes them, chas v'shalom, to become lax in Avodat Hashem. Kamben Sion and Ulitzion Dalid says that the drinking until one doesn't know the difference between Arur, Haman, and Baruch Mordechai, which is the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, is limited to very exclusive people that fear of God are in their hearts, and they have Ahavat Hashem, and they're on very high levels. But anybody that cannot assume that mantle should just drink a little more than he normally drinks. Of course, ladies do not have to drink. Adrabah, it's not the way of ladies to drink. They want to have a little wine as the normal way, but to drink more than that, of course, it is not proper. That's the way Chava Vadya brings down as well. Of course, ladies are obligated in Seudat Purim, however. They must have the Seudah. Regarding Al Nisim, of course, one has to say Al Nisim in the Birkat HaMazon. If one forgets Al Nisim in the Birkat HaMazon, he does not repeat the Birkat HaMazon. However, he must know that he's officially in a great debacle. Because there was a rabbi called the Rashal. The Rashal held that in Seudat Purim, if you got Al Nisim, you must repeat the Birkat HaMazon. We don't hold like the Rashal, but we cannot say that Shita doesn't exist. So therefore, don't forget Al Nisim. Because if you forget Al Nisim, we're not going to repeat the Birkat HaMazon, but according to some rabbis, you didn't make Birkat HaMazon. So therefore, you better say Al Nisim and not forget it. Question is, the old question, Maran clearly discusses it in Tarsha, in Halakha Bet, if a person started the Seudah in the day and he ended the Seudah at night, does he say Al Nisim? Maran brings the Stam Vayesh. Halakha says that even though he finished the Seudah at night, he does say Al Nisim in the Birkat HaMazon. It goes from when you started the Seudah. Chacham Ben Tzion just adds one caveat. So long as you ate a kezayit bebe'od yom. So long as you ate a kezayit of bread before sunset, then already you can say Al Nisim even if you finish the Seudah at 10 o'clock at night. And I would assume most people have kezayit of lechem when it's still Purim day. However, there is a problem that arises sometimes, that in the middle of the Seudah, they pray Arbit. They have 10 men. You know what? They say, let's pray Arbit. Chacham of Adya holds, once you pray Arbit, you cannot say Al Nisim now in Birkat HaMazon. Because already you made it night. You finished the holiday. Now you're saying Birkat HaMazon, Tarde de Satre. So, therefore, it's better not to put yourself in this dilemma, the Mishnah Berurah says. Better to just make Birkat HaMazon with the Al Nisim, and then say the Tefillah of Arbit. Again, there's also a minhag that's brought down by the Ramah, to have Zil'onim, which we call pumpkin seeds, or bizard seeds, simsom, whatever it may be, on Purim day. Esther was given that in the palace to eat because she requested kosher food. They didn't have kosher food. They gave her zir'onim, they gave her seeds. And Daniel also ate it in the times of Nebuchadnezzar. Some say the inyan is to have it in the day. Some say it's inyan to have it at night. Acham of Inyan says the menag is to have it at night, like the Magen Abraham says. And the Bein Ish Chai also brings this menag as well. Seudat of Purim, Purim day itself, the poskim bring down Nagu to wear the Gdei Shabbat on Purim, not only in the day, but at night also, to dress in the proper clothes, the Chabod Dahag, that the table should be set properly, the tablecloth, like you were preparing a house, the Chabod Shabbat, although it's not a Yom Tov in the sense that you cannot do Melacha, but it's a great Hag, and therefore it should be in the spirit, the way we conduct ourselves as well. Finally, during the Seudah, the post can bring down. It's proper to say some Devarei Torah, as always. But especially during the Seudat Purim, because the Pasuk says, La'yudim ha'ita ora v'simcha. Ora zu Torah. And simcha is the party. So therefore, it should be coupled with the Devarei Torah, Shirot, Petish Brachot. And this is the proper way that one should serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we do it Hashem, the place where we have gila, joy, it starts to be done with the fear and trepidation, like we say, with fear and with love.